You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast with just us twins.
Still no Dan.
Still no Dan.
Gonna continue into the next couple episodes, too. Sorry.
I know.
If you like Dan,
I miss our friend.
I know. Sorry, guys. He's not here. Mm. And the thing is, you know, with us doing Agatha and all that, he probably would have had, like, all sorts of, like...
oh, my gosh, yes.
Thoughts about Agatha, and you and I are just like not there at all.
He usually has like we can go deep, but he like can go deep, and I love that because we need that. And
yes, and we don't have him,
but we understand why. Understand why
he's busy. Yes. It's okay.
He's busy. Mm-hmm.
He's allowed to.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Limitless Broadcasting Network is our producer.
Didn't do our thing. Okay. And then we have social media, Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and YouTube Shorts. Please.
Yes. And please, of course, LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com, where you can become a member. And yes. Then also, if you love to read, please go to pixiedustfiles.wordpress.com.
Yep.
I need to make a commercial for that.
Yes, please. Robbie actually said, can you have Ashley do something for it? And I was like, yeah, I'll ask her on Saturday. So
yeah, I've been thinking about it. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it.
All right, folks. It is my turn to be in charge.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I did no work. I typed into ChatGPT. I said, ChatGPT, this is what I need. And I was detailed about what I need. I hit enter.
Oh boy, we got her too excited, got her worked up. Sorry,
I got too much air in there and it just...
we just got so excited about the next episode of Agatha. There we go. Deep breath.
Okay, I hit enter. It gave me the notes.
Yes.
So everything looks good. I read through.
Okay, good.
So episode 5 is Darkest Hour, Wake Thy Power. Mm-hmm. And it very much works with this episode.
Sure does.
This episode was written by Laura Monty and directed by Rachel Goldberg. Same cast, no changes, no new people. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did do IMDb user ratings for the episodes. Mm-hmm. So this episode was rated a 7.8 out of 10. Okay. And that was 11,000 users at the time of reporting. So, yeah. So here's a concise look at the episode. The coven flees down the Witch's Road under threat from the Salem Seven. They try to fly. It doesn't go well.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
The road's like, no.
But making the brooms, I was like, that was kind of cool.
That was cool.
I like them doing that with the roots.
And they had to, like, give a broom to each other. Yeah. I love the teen. The teen's like, do I get to fly too? And it's like, yeah, give me one.
And you're just going to leave me there? Yes. Come on now.
It was cute. Goodness.
Yeah.
So under the threat of the Salem Seven, they enter the next trial, which is an 80s style cabin haunting, which just very much felt like our horror movie eras.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, they contact Agatha's deceased mother via a Ouija-style sequence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Evanora possesses Agatha and attacks, and Agatha, actually, we'll get to that in a second.
Yes.
So attacks. Okay. So we know that Agatha's power is she absorbs your power if you attack her.
Yes.
We see we kind of re-see how she like kills her coven, because that's a big thing, and they show that again. And her mom's like, "Well, I had no choice. I should have killed you when you were born."
Pretty intense. Everybody's like,
"Yeah,
okay."
And part of me is looking at this. I'm like, I feel like Evanora is the reason Agatha became evil, because she approached her differently, if she taught her the good in what her magic could do and all the things, like, she would be a totally different person.
I think so.
Or at least have that hope.
I think Evanora has some blame there, and that's why she's stuck as a ghost and can't pass on, because she has unfinished business, and they're trying to figure it out. And I'm just like, yeah, your unfinished business is you were terrible to Agatha. Just saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, the fact that her own mother and coven attacks her to kill her instead of teaching her or trying to teach her the right ways is very eye-opening of the true nature of Evanora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
I think evil can come from evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Evanora tries to put a lot of blame on Agatha, and I'm just like, you literally just said you wish you killed her as a baby. Are you kidding me? Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Ouija board. Oh, dear Lord, the Ouija board.
The Ouija board.
I can say I have never, ever, and I will never, ever use a Ouija board. So, I know it's supposed to be a board game, but I refuse.
So I will tell you, okay, let's share some things about the Ouija board. A long, long time ago, I had a Ouija board, didn't really do anything with it. Like, Hasbro makes a Ouija board, so it was, you know, something like that. It got abandoned somewhere, darn out, who knows. But I'll tell you a fun story. So, which we've shared on other podcasts, but I don't believe on this one. So, long, long time ago, Robbie's father died. And Robbie went to Target, and Robbie bought a Ouija board. And Robbie wanted to try and talk to his father. And it didn't work. It didn't bring any, he didn't get any sort of confirmation from his dad. Didn't happen. Robbie went back to Target and yelled at the Target employees. Now, he will get a pass for this because that was his second parent he lost, and he was like in his early 20s, and I can't imagine.
Did he do this like right after his dad passed?
Yeah, this is not. Okay. This is like recent-ish after his dad. Like, I don't think too much time had passed. Okay. So he went back and yelled at the Target employees and said it was defective and it didn't work, and he wanted to return it, which he returned it, and then they actually gave him a gift card for, like, I think it was like $50 or something, because he complained about it, which is always a joke I like to still make these days about the Ouija board and the yelling at the Target employees. So sorry to you, whoever you were, probably in the Zionsville, Indianapolis area. He definitely feels bad about it now. But when you're going through grief, things happen. So,
Everyone processes grief differently.
Yes. So that's one of my favorite stories. He also, though, still believes that it could bring something bad if you were to use a Ouija board. So we are not allowed to buy a Ouija board. It was one of my favorite jokes when we go to Halloween stores is to say, I'm going to buy a Ouija board or something Ouija board related. Like, he was like, nothing. You can have clothes. You can have socks that have a Ouija board on it. You can have a decoration that has a Ouija board on it. It is forbidden for us to have. If we're like, we were watching this, right? And he's like, I would have had to leave the set. I couldn't have been there with them filming the Ouija board scene. And I was just like, I bet you would have. So, yeah, we have a lot of thoughts about the Ouija boards here in our house.
Robbie and I are in the same boat on that one. I will not.
I'm not going to argue.
I will not.
You might be messing with. So.
Listen, our energy goes somewhere. And whether you're religious or not religious, I am very religious. You all know this. Mm-hmm. I don't try to bring it to this podcast very often because I know we have a lot of different types of users or listeners. But I believe there's evil spirits and evil whatever you want to call them, demons, whatever. I know they're there. Mm-hmm. I know they're there.
And you don't want to call them with a...
I won't call them with a Ouija board. No. I do not want that in my life.
I agree. I don't have an interest to play with
give,
a Ouija board.
You give me a board that's for calling angels? Sure. I'll call my guardian angel. Let's be honest. My guardian angel's always next to me. I feel like he's sitting there or she's sitting there going, oh, dear Lord, Ashley, what are you doing now?
I know. You gotta wonder sometimes if they're just like, are you okay? They're just looking around at the other guardian angels. Are you having this many problems with yours? Is it just me? Okay.
My joke, I don't know if you heard this, Dad make this joke very often growing up, but like when I started driving, you know how I was in a couple accidents in high school? Dad's joke, or not dad's joke, mom's joke was, you know your grandma, because grandma, my dad's mom, dad when I was in middle school, she's like, you know your grandma's probably just sitting up there telling, like saying, hey, we need a hoard over here. She's getting in the car.
We need...
God, I know you have one angel for her, but I think we need a circle every time she's in the car.
Surround sound the car, please.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure grandma was up there, like, coordinating, like, multiple guardian angels. Like, I need some volunteers. Who wants to risk your life for my granddaughter?
Probably, like, the first time she's like, oh, geez, you know, we should just keep an extra eye on her. And then, you know, you kind of messed it up again, and she's probably
Crash 2 is not my fault. Someone hit me.
But still, she's probably like, okay, I see where this is going. This is a pattern. We should do something about this.
Oh, especially during college when I was on I-4 going back and forth to Disney or the beach. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, do you remember my car, my Grand Prix from high school? Like, Dad got rid of, like, Mom and Dad came down to visit and Dad drove it. He's like, something is serious wrong with the car. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's old. It makes noises. They take it in. Like, my 6-cylinder car is only running on, like, 2 cylinders and, like, a bunch of stuff's happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, how long has she been driving this on the road? He's like, well, she just picked us up in Orlando. They're like, that car should have never made it anywhere. And I'm like, that was grandma. Thank you.
That's what they were there for, right? And every time you got in that car, it was probably like, are you freaking kidding me, Ashley? Hello? There's something wrong with the car. Hello? Hi? And that's probably exactly what happened. They're just like, probably. Where's Dad? Is he coming to visit soon? We need him to get in this car. We need him to be like...
Grandma was probably like, finally, Danny, take care of this.
Exactly. They're just like, can he please come and visit already and get in the car? Because this is a problem.
Oh, yeah. And let's be real. When Grandpa would drive me on I-4, I guarantee you she sent me even more. They're like, oh, no, my husband is driving her. Yeah. This is not good.
She probably was, like, super stressed up there for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like when I see her in the afterlife, she's going to be like, do you know how much stress you put me through?
I know. She's probably going to be like, you know what? I'm sorry, you know, your life has ended, right? It has come to an end. But thank
goodness. I can be in peace.
Right? She's probably like, I am so glad you're here. Oof. Okay. Now we can go chill out. Relax, right?
I don't know. She's up there with Aunt Ruth and Grandpa. She might be stressed for all other reasons.
That's fair. Yeah.
They stressed her out a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how that works up there, but yeah.
Part of me wonders, like, when Grandpa passed, she'd be like, no, just a little longer. I need some more. Like, I need longer peace.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Day?
Can we put him on the other side?
She doesn't need to know where I'm at right away, right? Like, yeah. I need to wait a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So far off track. Anywho.
Sorry.
We got on spirits and a Ouija board, and then it works. You know us. It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ouija board, which how it was going, it was very, like, I always wonder how they film it so it doesn't look like they're pushing. Like, right. I wonder if there's a magnet underneath or if they're actually pushing or what happens.
I assume it's like a magnet or something.
I'm assuming so, too.
But maybe not. I mean, if they all know what letter to go to, the cast can just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good acting. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Agatha is possessed by her mother. Her mother wants to keep her there. She's like, the rest of you can go. I'm good, but not I'm her. Keeping her. Mm-hmm. And they actually contemplate it. Well, Alice, being the protection witch that she is, does, she's like, I can't, like, this is my mission. I'm here to protect you all. Mm-hmm. And I need to, and she dumbly uses her power against Evanora, who is in Agatha. So yes, it does free Agatha from her mother, but the power starts coming in, and apparently, I don't know if she can actually control it, but it's referenced that she really can't control the power once the power starts coming in. Like, she can't stop it. And she doesn't stop, and she revels in it. When power gets in her, she like, I'm like, Agatha, you're killing my favorite character.
Exactly.
And she did. Mm-hmm. Alice, it says in this, Alice appears to die. No, Alice died.
Yeah, because
Alice was gone.
Yeah, the teen immediately goes over there and is just like, you have to fix it. And then they're like she's dead. Like, there's no comeback for that. It is what it is.
Yeah. And the teen gets angry. And guess what happens with the teen? A big old surge of power.
Yep, you get the little blue stuff coming. What does it look like?
What does that blue crown look like? Yeah. Signals he has a connection. He might not be, but he has a connection to Wanda's, you know, children.
Yes.
And then you're left in a cliffhanger.
Yeah, where you just see all this happen and you're just like, wait, what? I'm so glad I didn't watch this live, because I would have been like, are you kidding me?
As soon as it came up, after like it showed and then it went away, I'm like, oh, this freaking makes sense now.
Right? Yeah, you're just that's what it is. Okay, it's Wanda.
But now I'm like, okay, who put the dang sigil on him?
I know, it's still...
And how the heck is he alive?
I know, there's...
Lots of questions.
Right? Like, you get one answer, and then you just have 10,000 more questions to go with it. Yep. It just... Oh, yeah. And one thing, too, that happens that we didn't mention yet with the Ouija board is... Which is funny. And it's terrible. But Agatha doesn't really want to do it. So when she first does it, she pretends to be Sharon. But, like, you know it's not
that
her.
Was funny.
I mean, I knew it right away because she put in Mrs. Hart. And I'm just like, clearly Sharon wouldn't have done that. And it's just so funny. And then she pretends to get possessed by her. And the acting was hilarious. Catherine, good job. But, yeah, I mean... That part
she did a pretty good Mrs. Hart. Like,
very
she sounded like her.
But yes, yeah, the voice was great. I loved it. It was very, very funny when she did that. And then, interestingly, which I will point out, the Ouija board spells the word death, which Teen is like, we're not allowed to ask about it. And I just want to say that Rhea laughs hysterically when this happens.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah. And that's important to note for a later episode. But, as soon as that happened, that made me kind of go, about Rio. Yeah. Had some more questions. Also, Rio mentioned she doesn't like ghosts in this episode, which is important to come back later.
Does it make sense with...
It does. I have a thing, but we won't get into
it. You have a thing? Okay.
We won't get into it yet.
Yeah. So before we get into episode 6 and dive more, there was a couple like behind the scene production notes. The episode was shot using a mix of practical effects and limited CGI to keep the show's visual style grounded.
That's good.
Thank you.
Much better.
This is what we need.
Much better. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's part of the series' overall cost-conscious approach, which it's just not cost-conscious. Like, it just looks better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably why it's one of the better Marvel movies or shows, because it's real.
Yes, I agree.
Oy. And Marvel execs later described Agatha All Along as Marvel's least expensive Disney Plus show to date. No specific total disclosed, of course. But, like, it's because you're not using the dang AI crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Come on now.
Definitely.
This episode actually has a the shortest runtime of 32 minutes. Mm-hmm. That included the credits.
Yeah.
So really it was only like 20 minutes.
So short.
And drew commentary from reviewers who felt the episode's reveals were compressed, which they were. Despite mm-hmm. that, the episode earned acclaim for the big identity reveal and for Catherine Hahn's work.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Hahn, mm-hmm. like we just said, yep. excellent work in this episode. I mean, I was just going to say, she goes from being typical Agatha Rude with the you know, Mrs. Hart thing to looking like really freaked out when everyone's just going to abandon her there with her mom. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I would be kind of I'd be freaked out too if I was being abandoned with the ghost of the woman who wanted to kill me.
Yeah. Not a great time. No.
Mm-hmm. No. And this episode actually received an Emmy nomination, Outstanding Sound Editing for a Half an Hour for this entry.
No, very cool.
It didn't receive the Emmy, but it was nominated, which is, I mean, good. It's yeah. a lot of superhero things are not really nominated for, like, kind of those types of awards, right. which we've mm-hmm. seen. It's no. always the stupid indie movies that no one goes and watches, and they're just... It is. It's always the movie. It's always like the smaller, like.
Well, maybe they have the best sound editors, you know?
Not just that, just in general, like, because mm-hmm. it's more complex story writing. And shut okay. up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this leads into episode 6. Familiar by Thy Side. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. It was written and written by Jason and directed by, oh dear lord, Genji Monteiro. That's what I'm gonna say. This episode we see Maria Dizzy come in, and where's the other one? Paul Adelstein, who play the Kaplans.
Yeah.
So we see them come in here. This episode actually got an 8 out of 10.
It's a good episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for it. And episode 6 provides Billy, because we now know he is Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy Ortine's origin. Mm-hmm. He flashbacks to William Kaplan's bar mitzvah. This is very confusing. William is his own person.
Yes.
He starts out as William.
Yes.
So we're at his bar mitzvah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Westview Hex collapse happens during his bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. and a fatal car crash happens where he actually dies. Mm-hmm. And Billy Maximoff's soul, who is being in the ever whatever.
As the thing collapses.
As yep. the mm-hmm. thing collapses,
yep.
finds his soul and merges with mm-hmm. William's body,
yep.
which is a huge no-no.
Should not do this if you
huge,
are a witch.
Huge no-no. Mm-mm. So we learn how William grew up with mind-reading powers, his relationships, including boyfriend Eddie, and how Ralph and Bonner's recollection of Westview push him towards Agatha. Mm-hmm. Now, the episode ends with Billy confronting Agatha and choosing to travel the Witch's Road with her as they both seek Tommy, his twin mm-hmm. brother.
So that is his end game mm-hmm. with the Witch's Road. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's an interesting episode to watch. Mm-hmm. It is. Because you also see William has, we actually figure out who puts the sigil on him, and it's Lilia, not Agatha. Because Lilia is a, which I, the fact that at a bar mitzvah they had a psychic, I was like, you're, that's, no, they don't believe in that. They actually, that is against the Jewish religion.
It was magic themed, so my assumption is because they thought it was just BS. That's why they brought her in. That's the only thing I can think of is that they.
And they must not be very strong Jewish people then, because that would be like a huge like.
And that could be true. Just because he, you know, we saw everything leading up to the bar mitzvah that implied they may not really be like overly religious.
Overly religious, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. So it was interesting. So she was there to, like, just read palms or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she actually, like, she reads William's hand, and he has two lifelines, and it's splintered. And you're like, oh, we see now what is about to happen. Mm-hmm. So the poor boy dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And becomes Billy. And Billy has no recollection of old William. Like, literally, William's gone. He has he has to kind of learn everything. He's at amnesia. And he has to go home and kind of relearn and become William. Mm-hmm. Which part of me, when you then see who will, like, him as Billy, I'm like, would your parent, like, he did a huge shift from who he was at the bar mitzvah to who he was now, like.
Yeah.
Guy eyeliner, boyfriend, all the things, and he was flirting with girls over here. I'm like, he did a huge shift. I'm like, how as a parent did you not see that?
I think they probably just assumed him getting older, right? Because you have bar mitzvah when you're at 13, right? Is that thing? The 13?
It's supposed to be 13, but he looked like he was 16.
But it was implied because it's the same actor, So I believe he was 13, right? Because then it's 3 years later that he's doing all this stuff with Agatha, so he's 16 now. So I assume they just think it's him growing up and changing his interests, you know?
Maybe. But to me, like, I'm like, that shows you're two different people. Like, just how they, like, they made it very contrastable, like, to show us that it's two different people.
Right.
I'm not saying it's wrong or any bad things. I'm just saying, like, you can see the difference.
The difference. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So some behind the scenes production notes. Joe was directed to treat William and Billy as two distinct characters, which he did. Scenes were shot out of order, and Locke worked with wardrobe and props. He suggested modern touches, like replacing a poster with a Trans Lives Matter flag to ground Billy's identity. And Catherine Hahn and Joe Locke improvised parts of key interrogation scenes. Those little improvisations made it into the final cut.
That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. Which, yeah, you can see, like, his room, like, even just watching his room, like, his room as William was a certain way, and then as Billy, it's like, oh, you are, this is not what we just saw.
Yeah, much different.
Much different, yeah. Guest returning, Evan Peters reappears as Ralph from WandaVision, was considered a meaningful connective nod, and was intentionally used by showrunner Jack to lean into the human side of the Westview fallout. Yep. And then filming the episode and the series filmed primarily in Atlanta metro area and Los Angeles.
Well, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
I didn't realize I have a budget area here.
Yeah, I was like, look at all this extra stuff you have. Yeah.
Marvel execs publicly said Agatha All Line was produced with a much smaller budget compared to earlier Disney Plus MC shows. And look, you did an amazing show. You barely had any money, and the show was better than all of the others.
Yes, it was very well
done. Take a hint.
Yes.
Brad Winterbaum explicitly called it the studio's least expensive show so far. He didn't give a line number, which they never do. Press coverage and trade outlets estimated it comes in under $40 million, which for MCU is low. Figure previously reported for Echo. I don't know what Echo.
That was a Daredevil spinoff
show. In short, no official per episode figure has been released, but Marvel confirms it was intentionally made more budget conscious, practical effects, less heavy
CGI. Better.
Because it's so much better!
You don't need CGI, it's better. I mean, even The Mandalorian does a lot more on set real life.
Hence why it's better!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, whatever.
People.
Whatevs.
No, I don't want you to do. I forgot to take out all this. I just hit copy, and there's like extra questions.
They always give you stuff you don't want. They're just always like, you also like me to do this other thing. No.
Yeah.
Good. I don't.
Oh, gosh. No. How did this episode end?
I was just going to ask, does this where
the girls get pushed into the mud, isn't it?
That was my question, is where
I think so.
She's
just, hold on.
Like, I know who you are, and then he's like, bye. And he has her get attacked.
I'm pretty sure he breaks. The sigil at the end of this episode. Yeah. Oh, this is the episode we also see the guy who played Wanda's brother for like a hot minute.
Yeah, you already said that.
I don't remember. Oh, Ralph. Ralph. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Let me see. The wiki says... Okay, this is when they're coming back. In present day, Harkness pulls herself out of the mud. Okay, so at the end... So was it the end of last episode when he buries her?
Yeah, so when he gets his surge of power, he buries Agatha.
Okay, all
right. But I don't remember if he does it to the other two right away.
I think.
Does he do it to everybody?
He starts lashing out with them.
Well, he can't control his powers.
Yep. The two take Harkness and throw her into the mud. All watches Harkness sinks, and then the team throws them both into the mud as well and watches them struggle.
Yes.
And then once they drown, that's when the crown forms on his forehead.
That's right.
So yeah.
So that was five.
The very
and
end.
Then, yeah. Yeah. And six is we get mostly his background until then Agatha comes out of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
That had to suck. Like,
she was
to be
so
like crusted and
gross.
All. Like, I would want like a 3-hour shower.
Yeah, she was very
crusty. I would have a shower and like get all the mud off and then fill it up and just soak in a bath.
Yeah. No, she just. Yeah.
Oh,
gross.
So gross.
Yeah, she really did.
But, so gross.
But typical Agatha. Yeah, she comes out and then she's just like, aha, I knew it. And that's when the sigil is broken. So he can say, yeah. Billy.
Well, and he crushed whatever. It.
Yeah. I mean, it's the end of the sigil. But it's really interesting how... one thing I had a question on, and I tried to look this up, is... And I couldn't find a great answer. So...
Okay.
This is where Agatha... Or Billy's like, how did you know? And Agatha's like, you have a tell just like your mother. And he says, witches. And then she says, inconvenient for you. And that's it. And I was like, my assumption of
again, that should have been our hint of what was happening.
Yes. Yeah. So my assumption of the tell is what we don't know yet. So I don't want to spoil it. But
yeah, but we know. We know.
Is that your assumption, too, that that's what she was referring to?
Oh, yes. Okay. Definitely. Because then she says it again later.
Yeah, because some people online were trying to be like, oh, it was something he did with his face or something. And I was like,
no,
so.
You dum-dum, it's the...
Yes. Okay. Okay, and I asked Google, and that's what Google told me, too. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As soon as she said, you have a tell, I'm like, I should have known. I should have known.
Yeah, like what it what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're in agreement there.
Man, I'm really hyped up today.
Yeah, but... So they're going to continue on because Billy's like, he doesn't need her, but he can't control his power. And he tries to do something. And she's like, ha, ha, yes, you do need me because you don't know what you're doing. So he reluctantly is stuck with her.
I mean, he kind of needs her anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Even like he does really need her. If he went on without her, he would have died.
Exactly. I mean... Yeah,
for as you much- still have the Salem 7 around. You still have lot of stuff going on.
It's good to have Agatha on your side,
even when she's probably going to double cross you at some point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I really enjoyed this episode, seeing how we got to where we got to with him. You know, mm-hmm. and how he became this person, and it's really interesting that when he was not there yet as William Kaplan. This just shows you that Lilia is legit in what she does, because whatever she saw, whatever she bounced around to, she in her brain, she knew what was coming. And then she's like,
yep.
Here, I'm going to put this thing. But it was so funny because, you know, she drops the little sigil thing in his pocket and then instantly doesn't remember him. And it's just like some kid left this. I don't know who it was.
Some kid left his jacket.
Mm-hmm. And they were right. The sigil works on everybody. And she's like, I don't know who this is, but can you give this back to him? But. I just love, because I never would have seen that coming, that it was her. You know, this whole time you're trying to figure out who actually did it, and I would have never said it was Lilia.
Yeah, the moment I knew it was Lilia is when we saw her in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw her in the tent, I'm like, it's going to be Lilia.
Yes, instantly you're like, oh, no, it was her? Why? Yeah. But she doesn't know why.
But yeah, I don't think she realized, he was going to be Billy. Mm-mm. Like Maximoff.
No.
I think she just saw his broken lines and knew something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Knew that there was some people who were going to take advantage if she didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Which they took advantage anyways, because, you know, it's Agatha.
It's Agatha, yeah.
I want to know when Agatha was born. Like, how long has she been around?
I mean, she was around for the Salem witch trials, so before that.
Yeah, I find it funny when people are like, when it comes to the witch trials, I'm like, guys, you really think that you would have been able to catch real witches? Like,
I know, isn't it hilarious?
It's hilarious to me for them to think that they actually caught real witches.
If you did... They didn't actually die.
No.
That's friends, that didn't happen. No. They were a real witch. No.
They could have gotten out of it so easily.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agatha Harkness. I don't care about the Darkhold. Born.
Curious if they have anything.
Oh, it was like she was born around, like, right before the witch trials. Either 1674 or 1675, according to the script for Agatha all along. She was born in the 17th century.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that Billy was looking up stuff about her, but we didn't get to see, like, a whole lot.
She's the only witch that survived the Witch's Road.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't wait until we get to that thing.
She's 351 years old.
Okay. Yeah, so she's been around a while at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm reading. In 1693, the coven put her on trial for the forbidden magic, leading to the conflict where she drained the magic of her coven. Well, maybe she was already dark at that point. Maybe they did try to raise her well.
I don't know. There's just so much left, I think, that we just don't know about Agatha.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to, like, actually read Marvel crap to figure her out. I don't want to.
I don't think she has a lot... I don't know that she has her own comic or anything, though. So it's probably whatever she appeared in, I'm assuming, with Wanda.
I mean, she's in here. I think she's been a part of Marvel for a while.
Yeah, but I don't think she has, like, her own thing. I think this is her
first. No, probably not.
I think this is the only, like, standalone Agatha media that's out there. But, yeah, I'd be curious to know what went wrong with that.
Oh, apparently in the comics she married and gave birth.
Okay. So we haven't got to her birth episode yet, but interesting. They changed that up.
And she was a part of the Daughters of Liberty.
She mentions that. Because when they're talking when they're all sitting around when Billy Teen is healing up, they're like, oh, what's your worst injury? And she's like, oh, knitting needle to the arm. And then she's like, you ever hear of the Ladies of Liberty or whatever it is? And then they Daughters of Liberty, and they say no, and she's just like, exactly. So they do hint at that.
Daughters of Liberty was actually a thing, though.
I know, but it's funny.
Like, it was a real thing that we do know about.
I know, I have heard of it. But yeah, she does make some sort of reference to that time frame. So, yeah. I can't remember the exact line, but...
Apparently she was also in the U.S. Army in World War II.
Well, look at her. I can't imagine she was very helpful, though.
And apparently she was Franklin's nanny. And Franklin was the son of the Fantastic Four couple.
Yes.
She has a whole history.
Yeah, she was somehow, with the Fantastic Four, because I was like, well, that's interesting.
That is odd. And she is old when she is meeting Wanda. Like, this comic strip, she has white hair.
Yeah.
And she trained Wanda.
I think I had to remember reading that, and they didn't go that route with this, but...
No, they did not.
but I think I did read that someplace. But back when WandaVision was a thing.
Interesting. Apparently she's killed by the Salem Seven in the comics.
Oh, really?
And then Wanda kills Salem Seven.
Okay.
But then she all of a sudden reappears because the rule in Marvel is the only one who actually stays dead is Uncle Ben.
Yep. As we know.
Yeah.
Always can come back.
Interesting.
That is interesting, though.
Oh. And then Vision remarries a woman named Virginia. This is very... I just don't understand how they keep in contact with all of this.
Well, they are doing a Vision show, but I don't know anything about it, so...
What? He got killed. Again.
Nope. They're doing a Vision something.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. Well, Pixie Dusters. That's the big reveal of the teen.
Yes.
But there's more to come.
Oh,
next episode. So I was looking at the episodes. Next episode is the highest ranking episode on IMDb. It's a 9 out of 10.
Interesting.
Which, honestly, I love this episode because it focuses on Lilia. I love their outfits in this one, too.
It is such...
It makes me so happy.
Well, they did not seem to appreciate the outfits. But it is such
Teen
a good
did.
Episode.
Billy did. Billy's like...
You know what, to be fair, Billy was yeah. about it. Billy was like, hey.
And Agnes is like, you know, she was based off me. Like,
which
I
is a hilarious
so.
Line.
I think she was based off of a different Green Witch.
But it was pretty hilarious when she said that. Yes. And she could pull that look off.
Looked oh, yeah.
Very well done. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that one. That'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be a fun episode to talk about. Yeah.
Until the end.
Oh, gosh. No, it's called Death's Hand in Mine.
It's a good episode.
It is.
They're just all good, but we're like,
they're, yeah.
Episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. And none of them have less than an 8. I think the lowest is a 7, or not 8, 7. The lowest is a 7.2. And that was the first one and the fire one, Alice's episode.
Okay. Which were probably well, we talked about that a little bit. I mean, they're two kind of slowest, weakest. Fine, yeah, but
even then they're higher than a 7, and that's huge with IMDb.
Yeah, because they were not bad episodes by any means. So when it kept going, you're like, this is even better. So yeah.
Overall, the show has a 7.2.
I would still rate it higher. First,
I'd rate it.
It's got everything.
At least an 8.5.
It's got everything I love: the spooky and the Agatha and the villains. It's just great.
I'm not even a spooky person, and I love it.
I know. I'm glad, because I really enjoyed watching it.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know if I was going to like this or not. Like, I was a little skeptical. Not little. I was a lot skeptical.
When I watched it, other than, like, the creepy parts, I was just like, it's such a good story that I was sure you would like the story, but you just had to get past some of the, like, creepy. Yeah.
Just every time the Salem Seven came on, I had to like look down. I'm like, I can't. They're just faces and just nah. They walked a little.
Very moment they appeared on screen, you're just like, ooh boy, okay, very creepy.
They were very much like some of the possessive shows where I'm just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I understand.
But I'm excited to talk about the last three episodes next recording. Yes. I'm kind of sad we're not doing it today. I feel like we probably could have just done the whole thing today.
We probably could have, but it would just have been a lot to do in one day. So, to be fair. Yeah. But that's why I was like, I can rewatch the show. So that's why I just rewatched up through episode 6 for this week. Because I was like, I liked it. So, not a problem.
Oh, goodness. I'll probably rewatch the last three episodes just for, because it'll be... Because we're
it'll be a little bit of time.
When's our next?
I think like a month from now. Today's the 20th, and I am not around again until October 18th.
That's right. That's why we had to do so many of them.
Yeah, because I will be at Fanboy next weekend and Scare Dice the next weekend, and then I'm supposed to work, and then I'm available again.
So. And then Scream City the next weekend.
Yeah, which was, I have that week off, and then I'm going to spend the end of it at St. Augustine.
We're going to have to do something about November 1st. I won't be available.
Well, I guess we'll
I found out our
18th.
Huh?
We'll just plan ahead on the 18th. That's fine.
We're going to have to. I don't remember what we're doing for November, but we're going to have to.
We don't have
any doing the music. We're doing the music.
Oh, they'll be easy to do.
That'll be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have
We have a, we got our fall retreat for our youth group, and it's that weekend. Okay. So I will be a fall retreat.
Okay. I'm going to take it off the calendar so I don't forget, but okie dokes. That's fine. Such is life.
I'm going to go take a nap, Pixie Dusters, because I'm on like 4.5 hours of sleep.
Ashley's on the struggle bus earlier today, so yes.
This is why I'm all over the place, and I'm very, it's because I'm tired.
It's time for a nap, yes.
It's time for a nap, yep.
Yeah.
See ya, Pixie Dusters.
See you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.